knows nothing can understand nothing. Plunge deeper into the darkness, and your heart will grow even stronger.
Good tidings, everybody, and welcome to the Ansem Report Podcast! This is episode number 131. That's a palindrome. That's fucking right. 131, baby. We're here. Of the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast. I almost said that wrong. Let me try that again. The longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast. I've said it 130 times. Apparently 131 is where I fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm Mike, and with me as always is my wonderful, beautiful, sexual, very toit brother Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hi.
Thank you, everybody, for who were patient with us last week. I was having some sinus issues, bronchitis type issues.
Sick as fuck, guys.
You heard it in the last episode, and it got worse. And I didn't feel like
sick as fuck.
I didn't feel like it was right to do a podcast when my voice sounded like that because I hate that.
Yeah, yeah. No one likes.
Like
that.
I'm like sniffling, like you know, like no. I
you're like coughing like every like 30 seconds, right. Probably.
I was.
like you had something stuck in your throat.
Yeah, bro. Something stuck in my throat. Anyway. But we're past that now. I'm feeling good, feeling great. Jason, you're feeling good, feeling great?
Dude, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good today.
To start off this episode, we have a very big announcement.
Massive.
Massive, even. Ginormous. Could possibly shake the landscape of the Kingdom Hearts speedrunning game. As we said in previous episodes, we challenged Tatsumaki and Yam Yanity to a Kingdom Hearts relay race where Jason and Yam would go head-to-head in Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix as a speedrun, and me and Tatsu would go head-to-head in Kingdom Hearts 3 as a speedrun. They accepted that challenge. Various practices and runs have happened since.
Yes.
And we are now officially going to announce a date. Wednesday, October 20th at 4 p.m. EST, Jason and Yam will kick off the Kingdom Hearts 2 part of the race, and then Tatsu and I will go right after.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this on Friday, I'm probably running sometime later today.
Yeah, exactly. And it will be on twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBros on our channel. Because Tatsu and Yam felt it was right that we have the home court advantage since we gave them the challenge to start.
True, true.
So please, if you haven't followed us on Twitch yet, just go there. Follow so that way you know when that comes up and you get to see the runs leading up to it.
Yeah, you get to see the whole training arc.
Right. I mean, Jason is third on PS5 on Kingdom Hearts 2.
In the world.
Third in the world. Now, only five people have ran it.
Five.
He'll be the sixth person to run it. But hey, that's still in the middle. That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm top 30 on KH3.
Yeah. Out of
hundreds. Which is actually, that's actually real.
Out of 100.
I don't know about 100, yeah, 100, not hundreds.
I feel like, wait, is it hundreds if it's like 180? I would say that's hundreds.
That's close to hundreds, but I don't know that's hundreds.
I would say that that's like hundreds, dude.
I would say that that is like 100 plus.
Okay, yeah, I can see
100
that.
Plus,
yeah, yeah.
And then once you get two, you can go hundreds?
Hundreds.
Or you could just say 200.
Yeah, but that's an extra syllable, dude.
When you get to three, you could go many hundreds.
Several hundreds.
Several hundreds, even.
Several hundred. Why would anyone say several? Just say three. It's one. It's so much shorter.
But what about 2000?
Fuck the word several.
What about 2000, Jason? What do I say then?
2000.
Wouldn't I just say 2000?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Probably. I mean, if you're counting in hundreds, 2000 still makes sense.
No, because that's like when people are like, my child is 20 months old. And
okay,
like,
yeah, that's cringe.
It's like, no,
if you're like the
1800s, they're a year and 8 months.
If you're like the 1800s or something.
The 18,000s. The 1,800s.
Right, no one says that shit. What the fuck?
Anyway, please, please, please. And also follow Yam and Tatsumaki. Tatsumaki on Twitch and Yam Yanity on Twitch.
Yes.
They're good boys.
Follow them both, please.
They are going to get absolutely destroyed in a disgusting manner by Jason and I.
And you'll sometimes catch us on their stream, too.
Maybe not Yam's. Yeah. I don't think Yam...
Yam doesn't like me, dude.
Yam doesn't like our brand of
I don't even know what you're going to say. Normally, I'm like, okay, yeah, like, I'm like mic translator. Like, I know what you're going to say, but, like, I don't know what you're going to say.
For some reason, the word ruffian.
We're ruffians, and the, Tatsu isn't?
What's the word I want? Our brand of ruffianage.
Ah, yes.
Ah, yes, the ruffians.
But we're, yeah, Cretans. Follow them both.
What we're saying is we're Cretans.
We're Cretans, true.
Okay. Just like all of you out there are. So please come check us out. Come hang out with us. And please don't miss this race. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
We're going to put the hurting on them in a serious way. I don't think we've wagered anything yet. There's talk of, like, making people play a game they don't like on Twitch. I don't know if we're going to go that far with it. I don't know if we're going to make Yam play FF8.
Yeah.
I think he'd refuse to do the race if we did that.
That'd be pretty despicable.
Dipsickable, even.
Yeah.
But also cool.
It'd be a little cool. Anyway, so yeah, come check that out. Like I said, we skipped last week, Jason.
But we're back.
But we're back, and there's stuff we got to talk about.
Okay.
First of all, well, we'll start with the kind of, you know, it's news, but Kingdom Hearts.
You know. Hey, you guys already know.
Right. You guys already know about this.
It's a fucking drought.
Right. But Kingdom Hearts got patched again on PC.
Let's go.
K-Han, hashtag K-Han PC. Fix K-Han PC work.
We did it, boys.
So 1.5, 2.5 got a patch. And 2.8 got a patch. And
hell yeah.
The biggest thing to me is the sound bug that was happening when
it was like fire.
You would attack multiple enemies with magic in KH2 and yeah. It was just like the sound would just it was nuts. They fixed a bug where in Birth by Sleep the game would crash if the controller was disconnected while playing Rumble Racing.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
That sounds absolutely awful.
They fixed a bug in Dream Drop Distance where the nightmares and Chernabog's fight would not disappear as they should.
Oh my god.
And Orpheus Joshua from KH13 wants to know, are you thrilled by these updates? And if you have not purchased these ports yet, are these fixes encouraging you to do so? Let us know in the comments below. But yeah, what do you think of these patches, Jason?
How long has it been on Epic Games?
Since May.
Sort of June, July, August, September, we're 4 months.
That's not bad, dude.
That's not bad. I'm like, my frame of reference for time has just been so fucked recently.
Right.
So I was like, legitimately, like, how long has it been?
I don't know how you like waking up from like that, like that coma.
Exactly.
How long has it been?
Exactly. That's not bad.
You wake up in 10 years with just this beard and you look at you and you wake up like, oh my God, he's awake. And you're like, your family's like, Jason, I love you. You're awake. And you go, have they fixed K-Han PC yet?
I need to know.
He's just like gripping me by the shirt. And I'm like, no.
Tell me.
No, Jason, they haven't.
No. You still can't.
And then you're like, well, okay,
properly.
That's fine. They must be on like Kingdom Hearts 7 by now, right? And I'm like, Kingdom Hearts 3.5.
It just re-released for the third time.
Skyrim is the only Elder Scrolls game out. I don't know why it did a Shaggy voice Scoob.
Rhyrim 6.
Relder rolls Raggy. The Ragginborn.
The Ragginborn.
The Ragginborn, Reggie. Yo, can we get a Skyrim mod?
The Raggin Scrolls, Reggie.
When you shout as the Dragonborn, just Scooby-Doo's laugh. And just like echoes all big.
I like that.
Like, and like
Fusro Da is the fucking laugh.
Right. And then it like your companion Shaggy.
Zoinks.
Yeah, and every time you shout, he's like, Zoinks, Scoob! That's a gnarly shout you just did. That'd be awesome. Anyway. K-On! PC's fixed. Thanks, Violent Gamer and friends. You fixed it. You did it.
Hell yeah. Now I want to make a mod for Skyrim where I just go through and redo every single voice line, but as Scooby-Doo.
And Shaggy.
Yeah. Like, even just, like, the guards.
What's the arrow to the neath line?
Like I used to be an adventurer like you till I took an arrow in the knee.
Zoinks.
That's my new project, my new passion project.
Dude, I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear it.
More coming soon, dude.
More coming soon.
With Elder Scrolls 6.
Other Kingdom Hearts possible news. Okay.
Possible.
Possible.
Big asterisk.
Grain of salt. We'll know on Tuesday for sure. There was a so-called leak on 4chan.
Yeah, we're talking about 4chan.
We're talking about 4chan,
dude.
On Friday, July 30th. And it was by, you know, obviously it's anonymous, it's 4chan. And the person said, actual info here, I work for Disney Music. Nintendo called last week to request rights to several tracks from Kingdom Hearts to use in a digital event on October 5th. Sora is the last Smash character.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Now, again, all leaks should be taken with a grain of salt, right? Because leaks, there are people that literally just guess and they go, I'm a leaker, and they just guess things, and the wrong clock is right twice a day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
However, I find it very, very strange that back in July 30, if this person knew the October 5th date. Now, they could have just guessed, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday, you know, and sometimes directs are on Tuesday, that, you know. But I just find that very coincidental.
It's giving me, dare I say it, hope.
Jade, please.
I'm putting on my clown makeup. I have my rainbow wig, and I have my big squeaky red nose. And that's right. Also, big ass clown shoes that are Sora's shoes.
I'm just
they're very comfortable slippers.
In my mind palace right now, I'm just standing in an alleyway where it's raining really hard.
Okay, yeah.
And I just murdered
Kingdom Hearts rain.
I just murdered a Japanese businessman.
Okay.
And then you're
like Ronin.
You're standing behind me and you say this information to me and I pull the mask off my head and I go, "Don't you give me hope.
Don't give me hope."
Yeah, I'm Ronin. Watch Hawkeye.
I haven't even seen anything for that.
It's like the trailer looks good. It was like, it's very Christmassy because it takes place during Christmas time.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I love fucking right. Christmas time.
Like
dude.
Iron Man 3, dude.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It looks good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Sean told me a fact the other day. Next year, there will be more new episodes of Disney Plus shows between Star Wars and Marvel than there are weeks in the year.
That's crazy.
So there will be some weeks where there are two new episodes of one of those shows, a Star Wars or a Marvel show.
Dude.
Isn't that nuts?
We're eating good.
We got to go see Venom, too, as well.
Venom.
Because I heard there's some crazy shit at the end of Venom.
Yeah, there's rumors.
There's rumors, and I got to go see it. Anyway, we're on it. We're sidetracked.
Also, I think it'll just be fun. Like, I don't know who fucking is out here taking Venom seriously, bro. But it's just a fucking,
it's fun.
Just a fun time, guys.
Right. It's fun. It's fun. I'm excited to see that movie. So anyway, if Sora is in Smash, we will have a full dissertation on it,
dude,
next
yeah,
week on the podcast.
Know. You already know.
But we will find out Tuesday. Well, I think we'll actually, I don't know if you'll be there because I don't know if you'll wake up. But 10 a.m. on Tuesday.
Dude, I'll be up from the previous day. Boys.
Okay, maybe. 10 a.m. on Tuesday, they are doing this Smash Direct and I'm going to stream it. And if Jason's there, it's because he didn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
So twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBros, come hang out. And we'll react to Sora being in Smash forever together. Or it'll be Crash Bandicoot or some shit and I'll turn off my
cry.
TV and I'll cry.
Or some other fucking random character that their game hasn't even released yet or
right.
Some bullshit.
Who would that be?
What?
Who would that be where their game hasn't released yet?
Fucking Corrin, dude.
Oh.
No one wants fucking Corrin.
This is different, though, because Corrin, like, it was like, oh, it's the last DLC, and people weren't really that hype about it.
No,
because
the game, it didn't even exist yet.
Well, no, I don't mean because of Corrin. I mean in general. Like, there wasn't a lot of, like, Smash DLC is different now.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's way more hype around it now.
Because the possibilities
was.
Are bigger.
Right, because they said they started with Joker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, Cloud was in the last set of DLC, which was really cool, but, like, they just started popping off big people, and everybody was like, yo, Smash DLC? And I think this version of Smash is a lot more well-received than the Wii U version.
100%.
And it sold a million times more because no one had a Wii U.
That's true, too.
The only people that had Wii U's are the people that wanted to play Smash, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like Mario. Not Zelda.
Maybe Mario. Maybe Zelda. Maybe. Just maybe. Anyway, speaking of things people don't want, while we were gone, actually this probably happened right after we recorded 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
A little Adult Swim program called Robot Chicken.
You've heard of it.
You've heard of it. I didn't know it still existed.
Yeah, exactly. No one did.
no one did until this happened. They spoofed Kingdom Hearts, and apparently it's terrible. Jason and I have not watched it.
Nope, not even a
second. So we are
going
to take a quick minute and 36 seconds, because that's how long it is, to watch it. And then we are going to give you our thoughts on it. We thought this would be the best way to do it.
If you've watched it, you'll know. If you haven't, maybe watch it. I don't know. We'll have some fucking opinions.
We'll tell you about it in a minute. We'll be right back.
What in the fuck was that?
So that was terrible.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that was about as awful as I thought.
Yeah.
What
the fuck was that?
So a couple things I want to comment on just from a first watch here. One, the voice acting is terrible. And I'm not a huge Robot Chicken connoisseur.
The Donald wasn't too bad.
Donald was good, but everybody else was bad.
Yeah.
Sora was bad. Xehanort was bad. Sigourney Weaver was bad. Goofy was bad. Clarabelle was bad.
Yeah, how do you not know how to do a Goofy voice?
Right.
How does not one person there know how to do a Goofy voice, dude?
Yeah, it was that was pretty bad. The Mickey was really bad. I want to point out here.
Okay, yeah, so the premise is that it's a massive orgy for whatever reason.
Right. Because it's a key party. It's a joke we've made before, actually.
Yeah.
Key party, but it was just like a joke.
Yeah.
They made it.
They visualized
it. So the couples here, I want to talk about the couples. We got Goofy and Sigourney Weaver with Herbie the car.
Yeah, they're fucking Herbie.
Herbie the love bug.
Yep.
Herc is holding Minnie in his arms. Jack Sparrow is holding Mickey.
Yeah, yeah.
Sora and Clarabelle. Fucking... Dopey and Doc
are watching.
Dopey and Doc are just watching
just
in the
watching.
Background. Xehanort's holding Elsa, and then obviously Donald is with Maleficent.
Dude, what is Olaf doing, dude?
Olaf is passed out drunk, it looks like.
Who else is right there?
I think it's just Olaf, and there's a bunch of keys on the ground and some food or something. This is bad. Like, okay. I've seen some like discourse up on it about like Sora is a teenager. Right. And they address that. I feel like I didn't. They go, you've been in the game 20 years, dude. Like, and now does that make it OK? Or if you don't like it, that's OK. I'm not saying listen, I'm not trying to tell anybody how they should react to this.
Right.
I'm just saying I thought it was a little worse based on the reaction that I saw on Twitter and on, you know, in different Kingdom Hearts communities. I saw some people be like, this is absolutely disgusting. I do think the whole like male sexual assault joke is pretty played out. Like she just grabs him and goes makes him go to town, you know, and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, I'm in hell, and it's like, okay, like using male sexual assault for laughs is like a thing that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, also, yeah, that part was just like made me uncomfortable,
right?
Like,
yeah
the anime, it just made me very uncomfortable. She's all of a sudden just like fucking flashes you and right. then
and
yeah.
she says, suck on these udders. I kind of knew what happened in this. I hadn't watched it till now, but I saw a Reddit AMA from the guy who animated this. And he said, hey, ask me anything. And he's not like a Kingdom Hearts fan, but he knows of Kingdom Hearts. He has a friend that's a big fan.
Okay.
And one person asked him like, hey, what would you have done differently with the sketch? And he said, well, I actually would have made it funny. You know, so even he realizes that, hey, this is my job and I do this, but like, and then he showed like some production notes he had because he animated the whole thing himself.
Okay.
And then was given like the voice work and everything and someone wrote it, but he animated it.
Oh, okay. And okay.
So he didn't have anything to do with what they said or what they did. He just was told, hey, make this happen.
Make it happen.
Here are the storyboards, make it happen.
Yeah.
And he was given specific direction that no liquid could be on Donald's face whatsoever when he came out of Maleficent. Like, don't put anything on his beak. Don't put anything on his face. Don't No liquid on Donald's face. However, Sora was able to get milked.
Just milk all over his
milk
face.
Milk all over him. And I thought that was very interesting. And apparently they needed Disney's permission to do this. Like, it's a parody, so they can't, like, get sued. But they, like, apparently for every Robot Chicken sketch, they reach out to the company and say, hey, we're going to do this. Is there anything you don't want us to do? And apparently Disney was just, yeah, whatever. don't put cum on Donald's beak.
Yeah. Specifically, I want shit on his bill, okay? His bill needs to be clean. But yeah, Mickey Mouse, he can fuck Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Minnie, she can fuck Herc.
I mean, they didn't show that.
Elsa, yeah, she can get fondled by Xehanort. That's fine. Right. Oh, yeah, and sexually assault Sora? Sure, dude.
Right. Right, Herbie the love bug?
Yeah, Herbie can get double teamed. That's right. Okay.
Like, what are they even doing? Like, so I just thought that AMA was really interesting. You should go. It was on the Kingdom Hearts Reddit. He said, hey, AMA, ask me anything. And I thought it was really interesting. There was more tidbits to it than that, but if you want to find them out, go read it. But yeah, this was not funny. Like, it's outlandish.
Yeah. There's like shock factor.
It's shock factor, but there wasn't one joke where I was like, oh, that was clever. It really had nothing to do with Kingdom Hearts other than Sora goes, I was in the convoluted games. Like, I was like, oh, ha, Kingdom Hearts is complicated. Wow, oh, funny
holy
joke.
Holy shit,
whoa.
Dude. No one made that joke ever.
Nailed it.
Ever made that joke before.
I just can't get over Dopey standing behind the lamp right now in this frame I freeze.
That's actually canon.
That is canon. canon Dopey would be the only one involved in this
and
party.
And just watching.
Yeah. You and involved very loosely. But yeah, so I get why people, like, I'm not going to tell anybody, like, oh, you shouldn't be offended or you should be
cringe.
Offended. It's like, Robot Chicken. Like, yeah. we knew what to expect. I thought they'd maybe, you know, like when they did Final Fantasy VII, they didn't do anything like this, you know?
Yeah.
That's like one of the few Robot Chicken sketches I've seen outside of this. I don't know how to feel about it. It wasn't good.
It's just whatever, dude. It's fucking Robot Chicken. It's irrelevant.
And like,
dude.
We, from time to time, have made some pretty, like, crass jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And have made some, you know, we read the Kama Sutra hearts. And
well, there's, like, context to it. This right. is, like, it's just, like, a mix of random, like, yo, we're gonna take things from your childhood and make them fuck for the shock factor or, like, some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like,
there was actually...
Literal no context.
What this reminded me of... Did you remember the sketch show, television show, Mad TV?
Yeah.
Before Robot Chicken, Mad TV did this sketch with Clay like this called Sex Toy Story.
Okay.
And I was pretty young when I saw it, so I remember it, like, pretty well.
Mm.
And it was like, Woody was a dildo.
Okay.
And his owner got a new toy, and it was Buzz, because he buzzed.
Oh,
okay. He was like a vibrator, and okay. It was just... And that's what it reminded me of, because it wasn't funny.
Right.
But at least that had a novel premise of, hey, sex toys are a thing, and toys are a thing.
Yeah.
Right, this is just
and
like...
And the whole, like, Woody and then Buzz, that's, like, right. kind of clever.
Right. This is just like, well, what can we make fun of with keys? Oh, a key party, which, again, we've made that joke before, but we didn't go into, yo, who's gonna fuck who? You know, like, like, and the poor Donald.
Dude, no, Donald? Okay. That's the one thing I feel like they got right. Donald would be a fucking deviant, dude.
That's true.
He'd
be into
be a
it.
Horny bastard.
He'd be into it. And like, the voice acting was just tilting to me. And I know that Robot Chicken doesn't, they like do their best. Like, yeah. They don't get like real voice.
They're like three people who just voice
like
everybody.
Seth, it's like Seth Green in a booth.
It's like, yeah. Just doing like eight different voices.
Also, Sora said Xehanort's name wrong.
Yeah.
He said Xehanort.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure is what he said.
Something like that. Xehanort.
Like, come on. Get your shit right, guys. Get your shit right.
I don't know. To me, it just seems like it's a jab at the name. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
I feel like... Hold on. I want to hear the line again. Xehanort. Hmm. Xehanort.
I just think it's either just like, yo, they just crank the shit out so they don't... You know what I mean? Like, they
right.
do like the absolute least. Or it's just a jab at the name. I don't know. It's whatever.
I feel like they just see something with popularity and they go, yo, let's make fun of this, you know, and they don't look into it at all. which I feel like has always been their thing.
You can make fun of shit and actually be fucking funny. Like, that's like not even funny. That's like the just most lame joke ever, bro.
Right. I agree.
Like, it's... the whole premise is like, okay, yo, you're playing action figures with your younger brother, right?
Right.
He's fucking into it. And you're like, you make like Wolverine kiss fucking some other action figure or some shit, right?
WWE's like, China.
WWE, yeah, exactly. But then they're like, then your younger brother's like, no, what the fuck? And like gets mad.
Right.
He's like seven and he says, what the fuck?
Wolverine would never kiss
what
her.
The fuck?
He but only has eyes for Jean Grey.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like such a lame fucking joke, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry if you were grossed out by that. I'm sorry if us talking about it grossed you out, but we're done. We're done discussing it. A lot of people asked us our opinion on it.
Yeah.
And our reply was, we don't know. We didn't watch it. Now we've watched it.
To me, it's like, yeah, it's like the whole fucking video is like a minute 30.
Right.
So it's just going to be garbage. You know what I mean? Like, that's most of the skits. Like, they just, you got to do them fast. There's got to be a lot of them. So this is going to be low fucking effort.
Agreed. Anyway, we're going to take a short break, Jason. And when we come back, we are going to do the question of the week, which it's been so long. I don't even remember what the hell it is, but we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Ansem Report podcast. It's time for the
question of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Aphoroxus.
Our boy, Aphoroxus. He dropped a new fucking single. It's absolutely ballin', okay? Like, to me, I was like, of course I'm going to check it out. Aphoroxus is the boy.
That's our boy. That's our boy.
But I actually, like, I'm fucking gaming. You know what I mean? Like, I'm playing Destiny. I'm playing New World, right? Like, I gotta have some fucking music in the background, right? Bro, his new song, I wish I could do, like, a Spotify in review, like, at all times, so I could see how many. This motherfucker is going to be in the top three, like,
yeah, for sure.
Guaranteed, bro, because I've listened to it so many fucking times. Like, it's going to like completely change, because I don't really listen to a lot of like party music. Right.
Right.
Like, I just don't. But this is just an absolute fucking banger, dude. You got to go on Spotify. It's called What You've Done to Me. And then the publisher. Is or like the artist that's going to show is Cream with a K. Check it out. It's a banger.
And the remix was by Aphoroxus or Million.
Yes.
As
M-I-L-L-E-A-N.
As
Million.
He's known to his fans of his music. But we just know him as Aphoroxus because he's the boy.
The boy.
Go check that out. I command you. And then come back for the question of the week, which is from Broomdocs. And it says, there's a talent show in Radiant Guardian this weekend. What acts are the characters going to put on? And we added some rules. You pick one female character, you pick one male character, you pick one Disney character, you pick one Final Fantasy character. If you do more than four characters for this question, I will not read it.
He won't.
Some might say that's toxic.
Some would say that.
But I'd say it's following the rules. Orpheus Joshua says, Leon would brood and be emo over Rinoa not existing in this universe.
Okay, yeah.
Scrooge would bring in a tub of money and time how quickly he could swim across it.
Ooh, okay.
Ven would breakdance. And Naminé would draw some shit and accidentally manipulate the memories of everyone in the room. Sag.
Yeah. When you said the breakdance, it made me just think of Ventus's, like, dodge roll in BBS. Mm. Like, think about that. Like, this motherfucker, like, kind of rolls, like, spread eagle as fuck, dude. Like, his legs really do be, like, wide as fuck. He's, like, mansplaining the dodge roll, bro. Or manspreading it.
What about break time, though?
I don't even remember what his break time looks like, dude.
Doesn't he break dance?
Who the fuck pays attention to any of the break times except for fucking Terra's, dude? Because that shit is lit.
I think Roxas break dances.
Roxas?
Or Ventus. Sora.
Yeah, I think Sora.
It's like my dad when he's trying to talk to one of his daughters.
So like name every single one.
Name every single one until he gets to the right one. Anyway, original.
It doesn't help they all start with J, dude.
Yeah, that was his fault. Original Dreamer 06 says, female, Scold doing some high class fencing. She just seems like the type to fence or like practice sword fighting.
Okay.
Male, I want to see Big Man Xemnas walk up on the stage or something and music starts playing and all you hear from Xemnas is his deepest tone is,
choke me like you hate me, but love me low-key want to date me when you fuck me.
Come on, I can't be the only one here. I just read it, man. I don't know.
I just work here.
Goofy doing magic, but like failing so badly that that's the bit. That's why it's funny.
Okay, yeah.
And Final Fantasy, can I see Yuffie fucking hip hopping or like breakdancing, please?
And hip hopping.
I don't know what hip hopping is. And have it be super badass for no reason. I was like, do they mean hula hooping? Like
hip-hopping.
In my head, I couldn't know what hip-hopping is.
They're playing hopscotch.
Yeah, they're like a frog. Zombie says, Aqua would put on an ice skating act.
Okay.
Demix would play his sitar and sing some tunes about how he is the master of masters.
Okay.
Donald, of course, would put on a magic show. And Tifa, of course, would be a badass and break boards or something like that.
Mm, okay.
I like that. Kyrie's bro says, Nominee, she's going to do a live painting, but it's just Sora x Riku, not safe for work fan art.
Okay.
Axel, he's going to swallow fire and blow out smoke, spelling got it memorized.
Oh, okay.
Yen Sid is just going to get up on stage and do a line of coke and tell a very long story set to the Fantasia soundtrack.
Nice.
And Waka is going to
But
get
you
on...
can see it.
Yeah, you can see the story. Waka is going to get on stage and hit his blitz ball against the wall while doing stand-up comedy that's slightly racist to Albed.
Hmm.
Kyrie's bro, he's redeemed, okay?
Not yet, dude. We haven't seen it.
It's in Final Fantasy X. He's
no,
redeemed.
In the Kingdom Hearts universe, we haven't seen it,
That's
dude.
That's true. The Albed don't exist, though.
They do.
No, like, Riku's a little fairy girl. She's not an Albed.
He knows, though. He's racist.
SB Cat. The annual Radiant Garden Talent Show is here. What a wonderful occasion. Kyrie would just sit there, and people would be impressed that she literally cannot do anything. Dead meme after KH3 / mom, but haha, big joke. Ienzo Zexion, depends on the day, would do a nice little hair tutorial. All the young emos in the crowd applaud.
Okay.
I have an answer for this, but that involves Freya from FF9, but would be only funny to me and Carissa, so I'll give my real answer. Well, thanks for that. Now I don't know what the answer is. Fang from FF13 would demonstrate her talent to make a young 14-year-old Espicat learn he has a thing for women with long black hair who are dominant and have tattoos.
Hell
Carissa
yeah.
will not be listening to this episode. No one out me.
Hmm.
Pretty sure Fang's a lesbian.
Hell yeah, dude.
I hate to let you down, dude.
Yeah.
Following that hell of an act, Mr. Toad, officially known as J. Thaddeus Toad Esquire, would show off his lovely motor car driving abilities and would take us on a wild ride.
I'm sorry, who?
Mr. Toad and his wild ride, dude? Disney character?
Who?
You don't know Mr. Toad?
Who the fuck is Mr. Toad?
He has a wild ride.
Apparently.
Yeah.
What the fuck? This
was an awesome question week. I hope we get more similar. Also, I realize two of my four choices are not in KH in any capacity, but a man can dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't one of the rules, so.
That wasn't.
Marcion,
I'll still weird champ it.
You're still weird champing it. You're cat champing it.
I'm cat champing it.
Marcion says, let's start with the female Kingdom Hearts act. Aqua will do a wonderful magic act, probably with ice and water.
Okay.
Axel will do an act that will be stopped due to he set the stage on fire.
Mm.
Yuffie will make all your materia disappear.
Oh my god.
And the Horned King will raise the dead and let's say give the audience a nice hug. That surely will not be the end for them. Ah, the wonderful screams.
Hmm.
Okay. So, Billy the Kid did the thing where he writes a really long one again. I gotta make sure you follow the rules. Hold on.
That old chestnut. Okay, dude. I just need to say, everyone, like, haha, funny, Kyrie can't do anything, but in KH2, she fucking one-shots that shadow, dude. She says, yeah, and she fucking one-shots it.
Okay, he
doesn't... Respect on her name.
I'm reading it. I'll do it.
Yeah, fuck it. Send it, dude.
After an unforgettably intense cover of Welcome to the Black Parade, the lights go out, but the crowd demands one more song. The judges allow it. An encore commences. Suddenly, dim lights of blue softly illuminate the stage along with the effects of a fog machine setting the mood. As the band's Enigmatic silhouettes strike tension into the bowels of everyone in the audience.
The bowels.
The mood shifts slightly as a slower and less intense instrumental begins. The lead playing his sitar front and center.
Mm.
The audience knows what's coming as they get all teary-eyed. A single light shines down on just the lead member, who is slowly building up to the chorus of the song. It's Demick's time. Demick, I wrote this song after much aggression liberated my true disposition. I hope you all like it. The first lyrics flow out of Demick's sexy mouth hole. Brand new phone game, Mr. Nomura. The crowd quietly sings along with Demick's emotions running high.
Yeah.
They'll all be dead by the time we reach chapter 3. And then it hits. As the first line of the chorus erupts from everyone's vocal cords, the stage lights up in breathtaking beauty with purple hearts of fire shooting the air from cannons as the song becomes a full-on rock cover of Take Me Home, Dark Road, featuring Aqua on rhythm guitar, Lilo's sister Nani all about that bass guitar, and Tifa on drums, illuminated brightly in flashing lights wearing their signature costumes. Their instruments all share the color scheme of the Pokemon Mudkip. A massive glowing sign behind them showcases the band's name, Demick's and the Mommies. Pink confetti fall down on the audience as the band belts out the lyrics along with them.
And the Mommies.
Dark road, take me home to the place. Right, you guys know the song. You guys know the song. The song plays out in its full glory. Aqua and Tifa getting their own solos in an extensively impressive performance. During the solos, Nani... I just realized what he
Nani.
Did. Nani, because I said it like that. Shoots band merch t-shirts out of smaller cans to the audience while Demick's takes a selfie for Instagram with them all behind him, captioning it, "Hey, look, Ma, I made it. Hashtag not benched." Near the end of the song, Demick's Link summons a Thunderaff Dream Eater. Demick's rides the Thunderaff above the crowd, still playing his sitar as it shoots laser beams of love into every maiden's heart. The final Dark Road lyric hits as Demick gazes up to the sky and raises his fist with the utmost energy into the air above the inebriated listeners. The Thunderaff's laser beams shoot up into the sky with the fire cannons and confetti blasting upward in epic fashion as well, as the Mommies embrace the audience by jumping off the stage and crowd surfing amongst them, while also throwing out their picks and drumsticks to some lucky fans. There is no greater high in the multiverse than this moment. All is well. Demick's caps off the night with a farewell to everyone. Thank you, Radiant Garden. We love each and every one of you, except for you, Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, fuck
if you're
Jiminy.
Out there, then fuck you, dude. Pointing is rude, but I'll point at your shady ass all day long. Go chirp yourself, man. And go eat some leaves or some shit. Or don't. Just die and leave us alone, bro, because you suck. You suck, Jiminy Cricket. Yeah, you suck. Good night, everyone. Demick drops the mic and the lights go out. The band is then disqualified from the talent show despite the fact that they clearly won for the simple use of profanity by Demick. Mm. But in the end, they all still feel like winners, sharing sea salt ice cream together after an epic show. No, not sex or drugs. What do you think this is, a Quicken Loans? No, it's just rock and roll ice cream and love. Mommy.
Ma-me.
Thank you, Billy.
That's like the tear from my eye, a singular tear.
Thank you, Billy the Kid. He did follow the rules, actually.
He did.
I didn't realize Nani was there.
Yeah. He did.
Nani.
And Aqua.
I knew Aqua and Tifa were there, but I was like, wait, that's only three. Who did I miss? But I skimmed it. Sirius Black says, that answer is so long, I just can't compete with that, so I'm going to keep it short. And he says, male Sora, female Kyrie, Final Fantasy character Sephiroth, and Disney Maleficent. I'm sure you already know where I'm going with this. It's a reenactment of famous Aerith scene, except Kyrie is accidentally killed by Sephiroth and Sora loses his mind in the middle of the play.
Oh my god.
The play is no longer an act as Sora and Sephiroth go head-to-head on stage in a fight to the death, but the audience doesn't know it because they think it's a fake and part of the play. Mm. Meanwhile, Maleficent is in the background just laughing her ass off in her evil voice since she forced Sephiroth's sword to kill Kyrie. Eventually Sora sees that Maleficent's nearby and realizes it's Maleficent's doing, not Sephiroth. So in a wild turn of events, Sora and Sephiroth team up to defeat Maleficent, who turns into her dragon form.
Okay.
All while the audience has no idea this shit is very real, not a part of the script. I would keep going, but I'm just going to end it here.
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay, Nick T. Nick T says, male Sora, female Ava, Disney Tarzan, Final Fantasy Zack. Due to leaving the universe, none of them show up to perform.
Oh, no. They just called him to the stage and no one comes to the stage.
Mark Creation Studio says, female Shion is going to show off her amazing skills on being a memorable person. Get it? Get it, Jace?
Yes.
Who is she on?
Again, I get it. I think I get it.
Male. Tara will show off his ability to resist the urge to say, okay, I believe you, to everybody he meets.
Yeah.
Disney. Mickey gets to show his power of never abandoning friends. And Leon shows off his solo singing abilities.
Ooh.
Leon's got the voice of an angel.
I feel like he probably is a good singer, dude.
Oh, no. I have to disqualify Alex.
Alex, what did you do?
Alex is disqualified. He listed five characters.
Jeez.
All right, Alex. I'll just read your first character, the one that got you disqualified. It's just Demix and his sitar. His stage name would be Demix Bieber.
Demix Bieber. Long live Demix Bieber. A great joke.
Just kidding. I'll read all Alex's. Male, Zigbar would sing that shitty, I don't know why I said nutty.
That shit's nutty.
That shitty Nickelback song I forgot the name of. Rockstar? Yeah, he'd sing that. Aqua ribbon dances because have you seen her spin? Look at her spin and tell me she wouldn't make a good ribbon dancer. She can spin. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
As punishment to Alex, I'm gonna read his next two answers in Mikey's voice. Jack squats a lot. That's all he does. Yen Shid simulates an atom bomb again and fucking kills everyone. Did I do good enough?
No, you Alex. Don't know how to count, Alex.
Alex.
Learn to count.
Cage Waterblock says, Aqua does a magic show. Everyone expects magic spells, but she poorly pulls a rabbit out of a hat. Dylan does a mime act.
Okay, I like that.
Donald does opera with his gorgeous deep singing voice, and my God, is it gorgeous. Leon shows up as the best looking guy there and starts playing the banjo.
Bro, everybody's picking Leon today, dude.
Leon's a sexy boy.
He's a cutie.
Oh, I just read one ahead and I got griefed, dude. I'm going to have to read that one in Mikey's voice, too. Angel says, I know we can pick four characters, but the only thing I can come up with is that the Master of Masters does a ventriloquism act. Luju is his assistant, and all the puppets are made in the image of the foretellers. Perhaps a bit too on the nose, but I loved a fucked up metaphor.
Okay.
And also,
that's cool.
Pretty cool animation. Go check it out. I'm not going to describe it because people get mad when I describe visual mediums. Okay, so Sean's next. I'm going to read this one like Mikey because he deserves it.
I'm not going to follow the rules because there's only one act that I want to see. Michael Spaghetti, he's going to show us how to make all the 13 vessels disappear.
Got your ass.
Iron Daddy says Sora would show his sacred 11 inches.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm not reading the next part, Iron Daddy. You're banned. Bamboo says Cyx would do slam poetry about Zigbar's greasy hair.
Okay.
Naminé would do a magic show where she reads people's minds and shit. Snow White would sing a song with a bunch of birds. And Cloud would just stand there trying to be edgy. Cloud doesn't have to try Bamboo.
Yeah, he just is.
Also, Bamboo DM'd me today and said that someone came into his work today that looked just like me to make a rap or to get a rap, like a Subway rap.
And you're like, I did.
And no, it wasn't me. It was Chicksling. He's like, wow, that's pretty far to travel to build Kingdom Hearts. I go, hey, man, he's collecting hearts all over the world.
Yeah, exactly.
So there was a Chicksling sighting.
Mm.
Sailor Jupiter 4 says, okay, so first I'm going to go Sora. We all know this kid can't sing to save his life, but he'd probably be a legend on the dance floor.
Mm.
His act would be breakdancing on top of Rolling Barrel. Girl okay. Character?
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah.
Kairi. She gets up on stage and finally reveals to all her friends a talent she's kept hidden from everyone. To everyone's shock, Kairi is a rap god.
Okay.
Spitting absolute bars and quickly becomes one of the top 10 rappers Eminem was scared to diss.
Oh my god, top 10 rappers that Eminem is scared to diss.
Mickey
oh no.
is quick to get her a record deal after the show. As for a Disney character, Bambi. He somehow learned the art of tap dancing with four legs. His
That's
song
juiced.
Of choice? Mamma Mia by ABBA.
Mm.
Trust me on this one, I've seen it to be done. It was nuts. But yeah, I feel like my answer started off tame and got wilder and wilder as I went on. 0 to 100 real quick. But there's no Final Fantasy character.
Banned.
Broomdocks says, shout out to Alex. Didn't see until I posted this suggestion that he posted a similar one previously. Nah, fuck Alex. I'm just kidding. He might have. Syax dresses up as a mystical moon druid and does a mind freak level magic performance. The crowd goes wild. Like Chris Angel, mind freak.
Oh, okay, okay. I was like, what? What's,
you're like, what's a mind freak?
Who's a mind freak? It's like you're a freak for minds?
He's a freak. He's a freak of the mind, dude. Olette participates in a barbershop quartet with three friends who shall remain unnamed in compliance with the rules of this segment, Smilers. They sing meme songs in perfect harmony, and the crowd is confused but enjoying it.
Okay.
Goofy. Two words. Speed yodeling. The crowd is stunned into silence. Leon plays Van Halen's Eruption flawlessly, as is typical whenever you go watch a video of someone playing Eruption at a talent show. The crowd completely fails to understand how impressive the absolute guitar wizardry they're witnessing is.
Like, it sounds really cool. And then it, like, gets so cool that it's like you can't even follow it. But then it gets cool again. Like, you it surpasses that point again.
Network Daddy says, female. Aqua leads a ballet group with the girls in Riku. Final Fantasy. Leon slam freestyle slam poetry that disses Sora about having the keyboard. I think you meant blade. But Sora laughs and he has a good time. Slam Sora's childish personality. Everyone says, wow, bro, not cool. Sora walks on stage after Leon and gives an acting talent so raw he shifts the perspective of what people thought possible on stage. He gives a riveting performance of Macbeth, a one-man show, leaving the audience in disarray that such a pure boy could even emote in such a wide range. They had never considered Sora's complex personality beneath his happy facade. Then he monologues his feelings, bringing them to tears. He tells them all to cheer up and they start happy crying together. Donald walks up. My turn. Motherfucking Zeta Flare again, making him an OP mage in Final Fantasy. Anyway, that was the question of the week this week. Jason, do you have an answer to this question?
Dude, I can't top anything, dude. No? Those were good, dude. We had some bangers.
I think Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Ice cream beaten.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. When they fucking hit that clap clap, dude, that shit is fire.
They're ice cream beaten on stage.
Mike, that's three Disney characters.
They're one act. That dude, Huey, Dewey, and Louie are like one.
They're like one, that's true.
You can't.
That's true.
If I was like, oh, and Launchpad McQuack's there, then yeah, fucking crucify me then, okay? For Final Fantasy character, no one said Vivi. Which is a little cringe. Everybody's like, magic show, magic show. And they didn't say Vivi.
Yeah.
The magic man.
It's a bit sad, dude.
He would do a magic show.
That's a bit sad.
Disney. I think Beast.
Wait, you already said Disney.
Wait. Oh, yeah, I did. But I'm doing another one.
What?
Because Beast would come out.
Cancel this, man.
And he'd fucking do some powerlifting, dude.
Mm.
And, like, you know, like, really heavy weight where the dudes are like, they're like fucking look like they're ready to explode. Their face gets all blue. Yeah. And they're like, whoa!
You're literally scared for them.
Right. You're like, this guy's going to pop his O-ring. Like
you're uncomfortable as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, not good. And I mean, Demix is the right. I mean, Luxord could do a card trick. No one said that.
Yeah. Wasn't it part of the rules? It was like, yo, you like.
Oh, it can't be something that's right.
That was like that.
Long ago. You're right.
Yeah.
It can't be something that was like, oh, obvious. Oh, I mean, people picked them, explained the sitar, but.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Man, we're all just.
But they added more to it. It wasn't just like,
we're all just a bunch of
lamers. He plays the sitar, Keck W. Like, no one said that.
He plays the sitar, Keck W. You know, I just went to a music festival like over a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And while this question is not Kingdom Hearts related, I kind of like.
Okay.
Let me. I'll read it. And
it doesn't have to be Kingdom Hearts related every time.
And you tell me if you think we should go with it. This is from Cheery Theoden. You've been given the ability to choose the three main headliners for a music festival you're attending. Who do you choose and in which order?
Fuck yeah.
For example, if you chose to put Earth, Wind, and Fire as the first night's headliner, Diana Ross as the second night, and George Clinton as the closer for the entire festival, is there a reason you did that? Do you have a theme, basically?
Right.
Do you have a theme?
Dude, fuck yeah.
You want to do it?
Yes, dude.
All right, guys, music heads. Your three headliner acts for your music festival. Three-day festival, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Who are your three headliners and why?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Be anybody you want. You can make up a band. Don't make up a band.
Don't make up a band.
Don't make up a band. That's stupid. Don't do that. Anyway, That's it for the question of the week this week, Jason.
That's right. Everyone has to talk about their fucking the music that they like.
Yep.
Everyone's gonna get real fucking scared.
Please like my music. Please like the music.
I'm calling everybody's music cringe. Even my own.
Yeah. He's gonna be like, Coheed and Cambria. Wow, Jason, that's cringe.
Exactly. Fucking so cringe.
And
dude,
as a special wrinkle to this, Mikey himself will answer this question of the week.
Oh my god.
Next week.
The Mikey, first ever Mikey answer.
The first ever Mikey answer. I know a lot of people have been asking for Mikey to answer the 13 questions, but he's a little shy.
He's just a little shy.
He's just a little bit shy. But anyway, I guess that's going to do it for this week, dude, unless you got anything else you want to say. You got the mic here.
I got a platform.
You got a platform. Do you got anything you want to soapbox about?
Dude, just that I fucking love our community, dude. Like, that's the number one thing on my heart right now, dude. Absolute nothing but kings and queens here, dude.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. 100% agree.
Just absolute, like, legends everywhere, dude.
Like, what? Never mind. What I was going to say is, king, queen, or something in between.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're
like
all
that.
Great.
Fucking bars, dude. That was bars.
Top 10 rappers Eminem doesn't want to diss right here, bro.
We're looking at number 8.
speaking of that, number 7 on that list, Regular Pat released a rap recently.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's
and it's true. It's pretty comprehensive and woke.
Yeah.
You guys should go check it out, a Kingdom Hearts rap. What do they call it? What's the name of the actual song? It's like a very small wish. I think they called it a very small beat.
A very small beat.
A very small beat. Anyway, go check that out. Go check out Regular Pat. He's funny. And thank you guys, like Jason just said, for being...
Wait a second. We need to kick his shins, too. What do we say?
Oh. Actually, the first thing I said when I listened to the rap is, like, you know, it doesn't really have a chorus. It's kind of like a... It's kind of like a diss track.
Like I literally have it up on my desktop. I just haven't listened to it yet because I've been just hanging out with the boys.
You know what? Let's listen to it right now.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Let's do a live reaction to Pat's rap.
That was fucking great, dude. That was so fucking great.
So shout out to one Pat. To David Russell,
God,
who made the beat, and then our boy, Shane Plung and Fabio, the Iguana.
Oh my God, dude. That shit was fucking so lit, dude.
Dude, you liked it?
That was so good. Like, the production quality on that shit was nuts,
bro. Well, I mean,
bro.
David Russell is...
That shit
and
was...
And Fabio.
That shit, all that shit was just nuts, dude.
Yeah. The only thing I said to them was, yo, this is good, but why didn't y'all ask Jason Golden Pipes for a feature, bro? Like, you could...
Yeah, dude,
you
me and all my music career.
You could have came in with the Bruno Mars / Adam Levine-ass chorus, dude. You could have came in with that.
It could have been like Lighters too, bro.
Right, dude. You could have been Haley Williams with B.O.B., bro.
Exactly,
bro. You could have
came
in. The song is hype. It needed a catchy chorus, dude. And you could have provided it.
That's so fucking funny.
What I like about
it. I loved it.
Is he's like, he's coming after the shitty fans.
Yeah.
He's coming after the shitty content creators. Dude.
Okay, yeah.
And I can't wait for HMK to battle him back.
Bro, he can't beat the production quality straight up.
No, he can't.
And then second off, bro, you don't want it, dude. He's number 8 on the list, dude.
Bro, no, he's 7. I'm 8.
Oh, I thought I was reversed.
No, he's bro. You're telling me that
it's in no particular order.
No, it's in order. It's in order. And all the
dude, six, no, it's like Organization 13, dude. It's in
six,
no particular
six
order.
6 through 1 are just actual rappers. Like, everybody after 7, it's like me and Pat. And,
yeah.
I don't know, somebody else. It's not a red Logan Paul. I don't know.
And then like some like Minecraft rapper.
Yeah, fucking don't mine at night guy. Were you impressed by that?
Dude, that was good.
I feel like you didn't expect it to be that good.
Yeah, like there was obviously memes and jokes in it. But like the just straight up the production quality was like so good that like you have to respect it.
What was your favorite line? There were a couple you chuckled at. Do we need to go through it again? I think we do. I really like the Geppetto like echoing yelling in the background shit.
That shit was terrifying.
When he goes, oh, ho, 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 ho.
That shit is terrifying. I like the fucking Rude pushing up his sunglasses. Yeah.
The Zach Fairwood
yeah,
day you
that, that
pretty
one's
good.
Pretty good.
You like the vids, here's a bag, put the cash in. I like that one. Pinocchio!
That shit's good, dude.
Yeah. I like cook you and chop you up and serve you at the bistro too. That's a good one. That's a good line. Regular Pat, dude. Who would have thought?
Absolute fucking fire MC, dude.
Speaking of hidden talents, you know, regular Pat. Fucking just absolutely. I mean, we knew David Russell and Fabio were talented. Yeah. We knew this.
Okay. Obviously, you know, there's the whole, you don't talk about the fucking hat, but we talk about the fucking hat.
Right.
If Pat wears a hoodie, does he does he have the hoodie on and then the hat on top of the hood? Or does he have just a massive fucking hood that goes over top of the hat?
For some reason,
let me know in the comments.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say, how come when Pat wears this hoodie, he feels like Sam?
Yeah, that too.
I thought that's what you were going to say for some reason.
Yeah.
How come when I put on this hoodie, I feel like Sam?
Makes me feel like I'm Sam. Dude, that kid is a fucking grown-ass man
now.
Yeah,
that's fucking weird, dude. Shout out to regular Pat, Master MC. I don't even want to kick his shins, dude. I don't even want to kick his shins. No. That's how good it is. I'm scared he's gonna come for us. Top 10 rappers I don't want to battle.
True.
Regular Pat. He's all 10 of them. He's my fucking paralysis demon. Standing in the doorway.
Rapper MC Regular Pat doesn't exist.
He's just
Rapper MC Regular Pat.
Standing in my doorway with his hat on. And he's just fucking rapping at me, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Next week we'll be back with episode 132, I promise you. There is probably we're gonna try. There's a week in October where we're just gone.
Yeah,
we're just gone.
We're MIA.
What I'm gonna try to do is maybe get a guest on and pre-record it.
Okay.
So that's what I'm gonna try to do. If you know any guests that want to come on, tell me. If you know anybody. Anyway, just kidding. I know I want to come on, but we might pre-record it so we have an episode. But if that doesn't happen, there will be like a week in late October where we don't have an episode. But we're gonna try to pre-record it and get it done for you guys. So you have something to listen to because we will be on a cruise. We'll be cruising.
Oh yeah,
just
a booze cruise.
There'll be some booze.
There will be booze.
There'll be some booze and some cruise. You know.
Just fucking jamming out.
Right. Coheed and Cambria, dude.
Look for pics in the Discord.
Yeah, there'll be pics in the Discord. Don't you worry.
Join the Discord. If you haven't. Everyone's cool.
Join the Discord. It's a cool place. Check us out on twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBros. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Email us at AnselmReportPodcast@gmail.com. And subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Super Spaghetti Bros. I know the only thing that gets posted there is the Anselm Report, but that's not for long. Maybe in 2024, I'll have some content
there. When Elder Scrolls comes out, dude, we'll have so much content on the YouTube channel, dude.
Elder Scrolls?
Yeah, when Elder Scrolls comes out, dude.
Yeah, dude, we're going to be an
just
Elder
like,
Scrolls channel.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Actually, I'm going to do this video called...
No, I'm just saying it's going to take that long.
No, I'm going to do a video called 101 Different Things You... Didn't know about Kingdom Hearts 1.
You probably didn't know.
You probably.
In parentheses.
First one, Sora gets smacked in the head by Kairi.
Yeah, you probably didn't know that.
You probably didn't know that. Anyway, thank you guys so
much. Get shin kicked.
We love all of you and we appreciate you. We will see you next week. Jason, hit him with it.
May your heart be your guiding key.
Thank you.
Now fuck off.
That's a serious fuck off.
Fuck off. Okay, dude, these fucking bastards in Destiny 2, dude, they just sent me a fucking, yo, let's talk about how, like, do this survey for Destiny 2, and no, fuck you guys, no one likes this right. shit, dude. Turn this dumbass shit off. They tried to fucking change this fucking game mode, and it's fucking trash. Revert it.
Revert it right now. Do it.
Is that good?
Yeah, that was a good mold. Give me one more.
I'm checking again.
I'm about to start malding.